Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English.
In this week's show, we talk about Yaya Toure, phrasal verbs, have a new football phrase for you to guess, and a Premier League prediction for you to make.
Let's start with the Premier League headlines this week.
Yaya returns with a bang.
Yaya Toure played his first Premier League match of the season and scored both goals in Manchester City's 2-1 win away at Crystal Palace. Toure scored first, but Palace equalised in the second half. It looked like Palace would hang on for a point, but Toure had other ideas, scoring the winner with a few minutes left.
Harry does the business for Tottenham.
Harry Winks scored on his Premier League debut, but it was Harry Kane who took the headlines. Kane scored twice in injury time to give Spurs a 3-2 win against West Ham.
Sunderland can see the light.
Sunderland beat Hull 3-0 to climb off the bottom of the Premier League table for the first time this season, and Jermaine Defoe scored his 150th Premier League goal. But the match will be remembered by many for a floodlight failure. The match was delayed for 15 minutes when it went dark at the Stadium of Light.
Before we move on, we want to thank everyone for entering our first big football quiz. We've had thousands of entries from all over the world, and lots of you got all 10 questions correct.
We will have news of the first winner of the big football quiz in next week's podcast.
Don't forget to keep an eye on our homepage and this podcast for our next competition, which will be coming soon.
While you're waiting, don't forget to try all of our football vocabulary pages to improve your football English for the next quiz. Some great performances last week. Diego Costa scored his 10th goal of the season for Chelsea. Victor Anichebe grabbed 2 goals for Sunderland, and Harry Kane, of course, with his 2 late goals for Spurs.
But our player of the week this week is Manchester City's Yaya Toure. Many people thought Toure would not play for City again after falling out with City's manager Pep Guardiola.
But it looks like the pair have made up, and Toure was back with a bang as he scored both goals to give City a great win at Palace.
Yes, I think there's a good chance we will see more of Yaya in the rest of the season. To play basically his first match for 6 months and play so well is amazing.
Pep Guardiola said after the match that Yaya's physical condition was better than ever, and now he's a real part of the team.
And after the match, Yaya said that he knew that one day his manager would need him.
The fans chanted Yaya's name for nearly 90 minutes, and at the end, his teammates backed him up by clapping him back to the dressing room.
It's like City have a new player. He might make the difference for City this season, you know? Phrasal verbs are difficult, aren't they?
Yes, I think they're a bit of language that learners often find difficult.
They're really common and useful to learn, and in this section, we're going to look at 5 of them.
First, let's think about what a phrasal verb is. It's a verb form that has 2 or 3 parts, a verb and a preposition or adverb, and they usually have a non-literal meaning. That is, you have to know the whole form, You can't understand them if you only know the words that make them.
Let's look at an example. The phrasal verb is to run out of. This is quite difficult to understand because it doesn't have anything to do with running.
I had to have black tea this morning because I've run out of milk.
Here, the phrasal verb means to finish a supply of something that you normally have. It has nothing to do with running or moving quickly.
If you don't know the phrasal verb, you will need to use the rest of the sentence to help you. I drank black tea, which I don't like, because I didn't have any milk in my fridge. I'd run out of milk.
So, phrasal verbs have non-literal meanings and are a bit difficult. And we used a few when we were speaking about Yaya Toure. Let's look at them now.
Toure fell out with the city manager.
The phrasal verb here is to fall out with. Here, there's not much context, so sometimes you need to use your football knowledge in addition to your language ability to help you.
To fall out with someone means to have an argument and not be friendly to them. I fell out with my sister a lot when I was younger, but the next day we always...
Wait. That's the next phrasal verb. Yaya Toure and Pep Guardiola have made up.
Ah, okay. The phrasal verb is to make up, and it means to become friends again. So, after falling out with my sister, we would always make up the next day. What's the next one?
It looked like Palace would hang on for a point.
The phrasal verb here is to hang on for. Again, you can use the context of the sentence and your football knowledge to help understand the phrasal verb.
It means to continue doing something in a difficult situation. So Palace were defending a lot against City and looked like they might hang on for a point.
But they didn't because Yaya got the winner.
The last phrasal verb in the last section was to back up. Yaya's teammates backed him up by clapping him at the end of the match.
To back up means to support someone, to show you've got their back in a difficult situation. The City players and fans showed their support to Yaya.
So, there are a few phrasal verbs for you to think about and learn. You probably saw that back up and make up both end with the same word, up. Sometimes it can be helpful to learn phrasal verbs that end with the same preposition.
We're going to give you three more sentences that use phrasal verbs with up, and we want you to tell us what they mean in the comments section. What's the first one, Rich?
Number one, I think they gave up when Manchester United scored goal number five.
Number two, Leicester City need to win a few more games if they want to catch up with the leaders this season.
Number three, don't forget to warm up before you start playing. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was a booking. This word is used because the player's name is written down by the referee. It's often called a yellow card or a caution.
Well done to Alex, Pavlo and Libomir from Ukraine, El Ghul from Algeria, Asim Juve from Palestine, Quasi Manifest from Ghana and Shabonanek from Russia. You got the right answer last week.
This week's phrase is also a phrasal verb and can be used as a noun too. The phrase is... It means to give a player the chance to play for a sports team, and especially an international team. This week, Harry Winks was for Tottenham's first team. He might get an England. Soon, too. In more general English, we use this phrase to mean to make a telephone call to someone.
Maybe I could a friend to help me this week. Last week's prediction was the match between Arsenal and Manchester United. I went for a Manchester United win and Jack went for an Arsenal win. After Olivier Giroud's late equaliser, none of us got it right last week. You, our listeners, also thought Manchester United would win, so no points for anyone this week.
So, no change to our prediction league. What match are you taking a look at this week, Rich?
It's the big London derby between Chelsea and Tottenham. Chelsea are on fire at the moment. They have won their last six Premier League matches without conceding a goal and scoring 17. And Diego Costa and Eden Hazard are back to their best. Tottenham are the only undefeated team in the Premier League, but they have drawn too many matches. I think this will be Spurs' first taste of defeat this season. Final score, Chelsea 2, Tottenham 0.
I have to agree with you, Rich, but I think it'll be closer because derby matches are always close. Chelsea will win 2-1.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our Fantasy Premier League page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.